Hello, and welcome to the first episode of The Continuum Show. The Continuum Show. The Continuum Show. It's not really the first episode of the show. I'm just really running through this prototype, and that's why I was practicing how to say the title. So, I'm just trying to debug how this whole show production stuff's gonna work. And so far, it's been a lot of fun. And you may be asking yourself, what is this continuum he's talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. The first part of the continuum covers the concept of reach. This means applications that you write once, they can run in multiple environments, and they perform the same way in the different environments. So if you think of technologies like ASP.NET and Silverlight, they can run on Macs, multiple versions of Windows, and Linux. Now, ASP.NET runs natively on all those because it's just based on HTML and JavaScript on the client side. But something like Silverlight runs on Windows and Mac and then uses Moonlight to run on Linux. So that's what we mean by reach. All right, so let me explain. The other side of the continuum covers the concept of rich. So what does that mean? That means really awesome immersive user experiences. Stuff that you're not going to see on the web. You got stuff like Xbox games taking full advantage of all the CPUs, GPU, awesome stuff, graphics you're not going to see anywhere else. Other stuff that you have is stuff like WPF applications running on Windows, taking full advantage of the environment, like 3D interactive stuff. You got DirectX integration. All sorts of awesome stuff that you're not going to see on the web. That's all I got time for today. See you later.
I don't know about that, rich guy. I think you kind of missed a couple parts there. Maybe an application that's fully optimized for the environment it's running on, and something that's really responsive. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yep. That one works better, I think. Good job.
Hopefully at this point you have an idea of what the phrase client continuum is referring to. We're really talking about the different technologies from Microsoft that allow you to create amazing UIs for your applications. And that's exactly the type of content that we'll be covering in future episodes. And seeing how this is episode zero, we're not going to show any interview or show any applications. Instead, we're just going to take some questions from the pretend audience. So the first question is, I'm glad you asked. My new favorite Silverlight application is the Yosemite Panoramic Project. 70 different photographers hiked out to very specific locations in the Yosemite Park to take snapshots, all synchronized using robotic cameras, that resulted in this amazing deep zoom application that allows you to zoom in and out of the Yosemite Park and just really enjoy what you're seeing. Something that you can't see unless you're like actually there, and not even then because you don't have eagle eyes. So, it's awesome. My favorite WPF app is definitely Expression Blend because I use it to build WPF and Silverlight applications. Without it would be kind of hard to do everything in Notepad. Not impossible though. Still possible. There is a runner-up though for favorite WPF app, but I can't talk about it yet because it's not out, but as soon as it is, it'll probably take the throne as my favorite application, and we'll make sure to get a video about it. Sorry to be so mysterious. Halo 3 or UT3? Alright, so I'm going to have to say I like them both. I'm leaning towards UT3. I know, some people are going to be surprised because the first time I played Halo, I was like, oh, this is great. I'm like jumping on the moon. This is annoying. But once I figured out the strategy in like Team Slayer, I enjoyed it more. And I still do enjoy it more. UT3, though, is awesome. And I just heard about a project today, actually, called the UT3.net robot. I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more. No problem. And thanks for hanging out with me all the way to the end of episode zero. And remember, in future episodes of the show, we'll actually introduce other people and talk to them besides multiple variations of me. Thanks for watching, and I hope you enjoy the show.